Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Tuesday, the 20th day of January in 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to cover a lot of the news we didn't get to yesterday, the latest developments that have come out today, and spend a lot of time on the incredible job that Paul Watson has done with, of course, a lot of my input at PrisonPlanet.com, and, of course, it's posted on Infowars.com, a detailed 15-page analysis with about 6 different video clips, audio clips concerning Silverstein. New York Fire Department decided to pull, that is, demolish WTC-7, an in-depth analysis by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. Now, we just had the audio yesterday of Silverstein saying, well, Building 7 was on fire, so we decided to pull it. The video's up there now showing Building 7 being demolished, the building on fire. Some people try to say, oh, they're talking about other buildings in December they demolished. No, folks, buildings weren't on fire in December. Okay, this is Silverstein on television talking about Building 7. They show Building 7. They show it come down while he talks about pulling it. He said, we already had such a loss of life that day, so we decided to go ahead and pull it. So I gave the order, talked to the fire department, and we watched it come down. And then some people try to deny that when it's in their face. It's like Bill Clinton saying, what does the word is mean? Depending on what you see is as. Some people say, well, then, Silverstein meant they were going to demolish it that day as it was on fire, but then it went ahead and came down anyways. Well, really, how are they going to get explosives in there if it was already on fire? That's another sub-question. Okay, let's say it did go down right after he decided to bring it down. I mean, you can say what is the word is means. You can do that type of Bill Clinton psychological gymnastics and game of Twister. But again, okay, then it came down as soon as they said we're going to blow it up without them having to put explosives in it. Let's just ignore what he said out of his mouth, you know, as an average person would hear it and what it means. And let's say, okay, it just came down on by itself after he gave the order to demolish it. How are they planning, if they were going to blow it up, to get the explosives inside while it's on fire? I mean, it's a job that takes a while, and in many cases days, to set these explosives up correctly. And we have video of buildings that it took days to rig with explosives on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, in this incredible report that Paul Watson put together for PrisonPlanet.com. And we cleaned up some of the video that was online, ran it through better filters so it's a lot higher resolution. And I just hope our websites stay up because we've gotten just, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I was told millions of hits just overnight on this subject. So while you're there watching the video clips and while you're there, listening to the audio clips that we have hosted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on those servers, you might get 9/11, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State, 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, and maybe buy my book, maybe buy Paul Watson's book, because we're going to have to buy even bigger servers now. And we're victims of our own success here. So I'll go over the latest developments on Building 7. We'll air the new clips, longer clips, with the news announcing that he's talking about Building 7 and then Silverstein talking about pulling Building 7. But you don't have to just listen to it here on the show. You can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and watch the video for yourself. And I would suggest that other websites mirror these clips and mirror the articles that we've put out on this so it's more redundant and so we spread the weight of all this bandwidth over more places and so we reach more people. But it's a huge story, and I'm going to go over it when we get back, and we're going to play the clips. And then we're going to get into U.S. doctor claims clone implanted Walmart attack for locking in overnight workers at its stores when they're injured. You can be bleeding to death. They make you sign documents before you can leave. You're a prisoner. Well, yeah, they're part of the military-industrial complex. 3/5 of Americans oppose Bush's mission to the moon and Mars. The flu shot with 250 times the level of mercury in it. We'll be right back.
You hear a lot about the quality of air outside. outside these days?
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times.
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Rug, your sofa,
they go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Your lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word, Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles like smoke, odors, VOCs, allergens, fine dust, mold, pollen, and kills bacteria for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less. Call them now to breathe easier. 888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at Puritech.com.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grants, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it is Tuesday, the 20th of the new year, January 04. Again, the websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have new information for you today on WTC7. Online yesterday, we found a longer clip and a video clip of the PBS documentary that we had the audio clips from, America Rebuilds, or America Rebuilding, that aired in 2002 and then again in 2003, and it has the owner and controller of the World Trade Center complex, Larry Silverstein, on PBS in plain view saying that there had been such a loss of life and that the building was on fire, so they decided to pull it. Then we played the clip of a city employee saying, yeah, we later in December pulled other buildings, that is, demolished them. So we played that clip to establish that pulling means demolishing. I mean, that's the industry term. You can go research that, but here we have in the same documentary, they're calling it pulling it, demolishing it. Don't confuse the buildings that were blown up in December that were demolished by controlled demolition, the same folks that got rid of the evidence at Oklahoma City, Controlled Demolition Incorporated. Don't confuse that with the fires in Building 7 that afternoon, because that's what Silverstein's talking about. They show the Building 7 collapsing behind him. They say it's Building 7. And when you have a smoking gun evidence, people just try to avert their eyes from it, deny it. And again, that's mental gymnastics, mental twister, like a game of twister, trying to deny this. I remember people, you know, when we said that we had news articles about hijackers training at U.S. military bases. they would deny it, even when you gave them MSNBC, even when you gave them Pensacola News Journal. When we got into W199i, the BBC released copies of articles before 9/11, and FBI agents saying they've been ordered not to stop al-Qaeda. People still try to deny it. These are the smoking guns, and here's yet another one for you, my friends. So let's go ahead and go over some of this here on the show. And in fact, let me just go ahead and read this article. It's 15 pages long. I can't read all of it that Paul Watson wrote last night, and of course I was a contributor to it. Silverstein is clearly talking about the demolition of WTC 7 on September 11th, and you can watch the high-res video clip of that PBS documentary. Silverstein, New York Fire Department raised WTC 7 in a stunning and belated development concerning the attacks of 9/11. Larry Silverstein, the controller of the destroyed WTC complex, stated plainly in a PBS documentary that he and the New York Fire Department decided jointly to demolish the Solomon Brothers Building 7, WTC 7, late in the afternoon of Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. And if you go to prisonplanet.com, we have the big updated article written by myself and Paul Watson. And by the way, we're both going to be on Rents tonight. It says 9/11 blockbuster Silverstein, New York Fire Department decided to pull WTC 7, an in-depth analysis by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. It's full of video clips, full of documents. It's just a great job. And you heard us on air yesterday talking about the key points and deciding what to put in the article. And the article is going to grow as more information comes out. And it says, Alex Jones, host of The Alex Jones Show, which is aired on the Genesis Communications Radio Network today, featured an in-depth discussion of the comments of Larry Silverstein, the controller of the destroyed WTC complex. In an unlikely coincidence, Alex was knocked off the air five times in the first 10 minutes of the show whenever he mentioned this topic. Again, that never happens, folks, just lately. In a September 2002 PBS documentary called America Rebuilds, Silverstein states in reference to World Trade Center 7, I remember getting a call, he says. I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made the decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. And it says, click to play to view the PBS documentary segment where Silverstein admits they pulled WTC Building 7. Now, this is the longer clip, folks, with the introduction by the narrator in the PBS documentary. And I tell you what, Stephanie, go ahead and hit that clip for us. Again. I was just listening to it in the background there, but we'll get that clip for you. Stephanie, you know what's going on with that clip?
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this one thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Okay, folks, so again, that's downloaded from the video. The video's there. The audio clip, of course, that we aired yesterday was a little bit cleaner. We'll probably air that by itself a little bit later. Now, understand that they show the buildings being evacuated. And it says, you know, WTC 7 had less loss of life because they had more time to get people out. And it shows them all being herded out of the building. Then they cut to Silverstein, and it shows the building on fire. And he says, well, we had such a loss of life that day that, you know, we decided to pull it. And so we gave the order and then watched it collapse. I mean, how anybody can spin that to, oh, I'm another building, or Oh, he meant he was going to pull it, but then they didn't have to because it collapsed. No, he says, we decided to pull it, then we watched it collapse. In fact, I tell you what, in case folks missed that, let's air it one more time, then we'll air it again in the next hour. Call your friends and family, tell them to tune in, whether it's at InfoWars.com or GCNLive.com or on your local AM or FM or Global Shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320 or at night from 9 to midnight at 5.085, 6890. People need to hear this. Stephanie, you got that clip ready again? Fantastic. Go ahead and hit it again for folks. I want them to hear this one more time.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed, 7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this one thing was pulling. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
All right, folks, so continuing with the article, it goes on. We know that the term pull, it means to bring the building down by means of explosives, because in the same documentary, a cleanup worker in December 2001, months later, refers to the demolition of WTC-6, as well as 4 and 5, when he says, we're getting ready to pull the building 6. And we played that clip yesterday. We'll play that again in a few minutes. You can listen to it on the website as well. This means that in direct contradiction to the official FEMA report, the goal of which was to find out why the building collapsed, the federal government had, in fact, demolished the building on the day of 9/11. How did they manage to rig explosives in a matter of hours that would successfully taken down a 47-story building in a built-up and already chaotic area, a building on fire? And we have a map and a photo, a diagram of the complex of the different buildings, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. For over 2 years, we have been asking the same question. Why did Building 7 collapse? It wasn't even hit by anything save a small amount of debris. It was a whole block away from the burning Twin Towers, and yet it collapsed in exactly the same way, a perfect implosion on the day of 9/11. Then we have a photo of some of the small fires in the 5th and 7th floor right before it collapsed. Here is a picture of Building 7 on September 11th, and the location. And the portion of the building is darkened from the reflection of the other smaller building across the street. The only fires are on the 7th and 12th floors. You can see one on the 5th, too. And are so small, they could have been put out by the office sprinkler system. Why didn't Silverstein and the government make the decision to pull the building when debris from its collapse would hit the other buildings and start fires in them, too? Many people have claimed that the diesel fuel and emergency generators exploded within the Building 7, but even the FEMA report admitted that these remained fully intact. The FEMA report sought to explain how the building collapsed, but could only conclude the specifics of the fires, this is a quote, the specifics of the fires in WTC-7 and how they caused the building to collapse remain unknown at this time. The report is available at www.fema.gov/library/WTC-study.shtm. Go read it for yourself. We have a link right there. Why did FEMA commission a report into how the building collapsed if it was already known that the government made the decision to destroy in the evening of 9/11? Then we have video footage of the collapse of Building 7 from different angles. And then we continue with another clip of Dan Rather. The video clip states on CBS that the building looks like it was rigged with well-placed dynamite. And, yes, folks, then we have Peter Jennings saying the same thing, if you can believe that. Could also play a video with a closer shot of the shape charges going off as the building crumbles, and we have that on Tower 1 and Tower 2 with the shape charges going off, and we have video of other buildings being blown up with the exact little poofs going off down the sides of the building right before it collapses, so you can do that for yourself, comparing to other buildings in controlled demolitions. And we have those videos of controlled demolitions. Compare the two videos below, the footage of the WTC-7 collapse, the actual collapse of the Twin Towers. The video shows a collapse where charges have not been strategically placed throughout the whole building. And we'll read the rest of the article when we get back. Then we'll go to the loaded phone lines. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Okay, your phone calls are coming up in the next segment. Uncle Eddie and John and Mark and Cliff and many others that are patiently holding. I want to go through the rest of this article. I said I would air the Dan Rather clip where he talks about it looking like well-placed dynamite. The building collapses, because I have the live footage. I have the CBS tape of this, and it's in Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It collapses, and he goes, let's back that up. Let's play that again about 30, 40 seconds after it collapses. He plays the building collapsing and says, looks like well-placed dynamite. Here's that clip, then we'll talk about Rudolph Giuliani getting a warning to get out of the building. Go ahead and hit it. Here's the... coming up is the Dan Rather clip. Again, who else knew that Building 7 was about to collapse? A photographer named Tom Franklin was near Building 7 at around 4 p.m. He remarked, firemen evacuated the area as they prepared for the collapse of the Building 7. We were catching our breath, drinking water and juice, and I decided to walk back towards the debris. It was between 4 and 5, I would say. I was 150 yards away when I saw the firefighters raising the flag. This strongly indicates that someone told the firefighters to stay away from the Building 7 because it was about to collapse. Why would firefighters stay away from a building unless they knew it was going to collapse? And I remember that day, live on ABC Radio, they said that they may bring down the building to keep everybody safe. New Yorkers have called in, so they saw it on local TV as well. So just amazing. We've got to dig that out, and we're on the job doing that. And we do have Giuliani saying he got a call and was told to evacuate. No fire had ever caused the collapse of a steel building before, and there were only two small fires that were blazing. Why were the firefighters warned to stay away from the buildings while the people in the Twin Towers were ordered to stay in the buildings after both planes had hit? Before either of the Twin Towers collapsed, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani and his associates were told to leave the headquarters they had set up in Building 7. This is a quote from the Associated Press. We were operating out of there, and we were told that the World Trade Center was going to collapse. Rudolph Giuliani told Peter Jennings of ABC News that morning. And it did collapse before we could get out of the building. Despite this, Giuliani fled WTC 7 at least 8 hours before it collapsed. How did he know that the Twin Towers were going to collapse if it was such an unprecedented occurrence? Why did the firefighters on the ground get the same warning? He said someone called him up and just told him get out of that building before it even caught fire, folks. How could the explosives have been placed beforehand? And it says Ben Fountain, a financial analyst who worked in the World Trade Center complex, told the People magazine that in the weeks before 9/11, there were numerous unannounced and unusual drills where sections of both the Twin Towers and Building 7 were evacuated for, quote, security reasons. The FBI and CIA were also in the Building 7. That was their headquarters. This was obviously the perfect opportunity to place those explosives. How did Larry Silverstein benefit from the collapsing building, the owner? In February 2002, Silverstein Properties won an $861 million from Industrial Risk Insurance to rebuild on the site of WTC 7. Silverstein Properties estimated an investment of WTC 7 was $386 million, so the building collapse resulted in a profit of about $500 million. That's just one of the buildings, folks, of the seven. Objections raised to the meaning of Silverstein's comments. And we will get to the mental gymnastics when we get back. Let's go ahead and play that Dan Rather clip now. Here it is, folks.
What you're seeing are high shots. Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
The third time today, a steel building, a modern steel building, and that means in the last 80 years, has never collapsed, Firefighter Engineering says, the oldest, most respected firefighter organization in the country. They say it's a cover-up. They say that only bombs could do that. They say, how dare you ship the steel to China for smelting? How dare you threaten to arrest anybody who tried to take photos in the weeks and months after? Under FEMA emergency orders. Very, very interesting, wouldn't you say? We'll come back and take calls and get more into this. And then coming up today, because I got to get to all this other news, U.S. doctor claims clone implanted. Walmart attacked for locking in overnight workers at its stores. When they're injured, they'll let you sit there and bleed until you sign an agreement saying you won't sue them. Pure torture. Three-fifths of Americans oppose Bush's mission to the moon and Mars. Critics ask why flu shot doesn't match strain. Mercury in vaccine found to be 250 times higher than recommended per shot. They say, oh, take your flu shot. It's not even for the flu that's out there. They know that, but still tell you to line up and get it. And then these special shots have the strongest mercury content ever found in any vaccine, 250 times. It's World Net Daily. Bremer calls for UN to help as Shiites demand an early election. See, the UN's coming to the rescue now, playing good cop. There is so much more, an absolutely massive show for you. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to get back into the host of other issues concerning the controlled demolition of World Trade Center 7 and the owner, the controller of it, who bought it just a few months before and took out record insurance of, what was it, over $6.5 billion in the whole complex. Mr. Silverstein. Just saying on PBS, well, yeah, that day it was, September 11th, it's smoking, it's on fire. The narrators come on and say, yeah, that day the people have been able to evacuate. And then we cut to Silverstein and he says, yeah, you know, it was on fire. And we talk to the fire department, we decided to go ahead and pull it, you know, to stop any loss of life. So we gave the order to pull it and we watched it collapse. And we'll play all those clips and some other clips we haven't played yet a little bit later. But you can watch the video and go through all this. We also have the firefighter transmission tapes, evidence of explosions used in the Twin Towers. You can go listen to the 9/11 firefighter tape, or you can just read the transcript. It's all there on the site. We're going to go over some of that as well. But let's go ahead and go to some calls here and get people's response to this, and then I need to get into the cloning and the rest of it, because that's also important. And the more I think about it, I want to get Paul Watson, if he's listening, back on the show next hour, 15, 20 minutes of comment from him, because he's been doing a lot of research on this as well. But this really is another giant smoking gun exposing what the globalists have done here. I mean, day one we knew they'd demolish that building. It had the classic signature, the flashes, the explosions going off down the sides. So do the other towers. And we have those images and video clips on the websites. And you can watch other demolitions where other buildings are blown up and they have the little poofs of smoke going off down the sides of them. So very, very serious and very damning evidence against the globalists here. But, you know, the way their propaganda works is they know we're lazy. They know we're cowardly, a lot of us. They know we don't want to face this horror. And so they know we'll just make up our own little excuses to ignore this. You know, it's like saying there is no New World Order. Anybody that says there's a New World Order is crazy. The New World Order doesn't exist. Give up your rights. I mean, that's basically the line that we hear out there is, you know, the UN isn't taking over the Supreme Court. The borders aren't wide open. And Bush isn't going to sign the assault weapons ban, even when he says he is. But before we go to the calls, it is so important that you get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. 2 minutes of that 2-hour, 40-minute film is the Dan Rather clip with Building 7 collapsing and him talking about well-placed dynamite, how it looks like well-placed dynamite. I mean, just to give you an idea of what's in this 2 hours and 40 minutes, it's all that fast-moving. You know, it's got Bush having me kidnapped when I asked him a question about the CFR back when he was governor, at the end of a speech. That's about 2 minutes of that 2-hour, 40-minute film. Patriot Act 1, 2, Homeland Security, Ashcroft's lie, what the New World Order is in the first 25 minutes, who the neocons are, the PNAC documents, the cashless society control grid, about 10 other examples of government-sponsored terrorism I haven't covered in other films. It's an amazing video, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. You need to have it. You need to make copies. You need to put it on Access TV. You need to give it to opinion makers, public officials. We're in a fight for our lives for this country. Do you realize the level of evil, the sociopathic nature, the sadistic nature of those in control? History's repeating itself. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. My book, Descent into Tyranny, about 9/11. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. They're all well-documented, very well done. The videos are $25.95 apiece, all over 2 hours, $20 when you order three or more. So don't wait. My book's $12. Watson's book's $19.95. I carry a bunch of other great videos about the U.S. and Israeli government together carrying out the attack on the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt trying to kill those men. Another example of government-sponsored terror. We've got so much of this, and it's so well-documented. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to our secure online shopping cart and order the books, the tapes, the films, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers. It's all about information. It's all about waking people up. That's what I do 110% of the time. That's my job. That's what I'm about. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and it also supports this show. If you believe in what we're doing, this makes it all possible. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order the films. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't procrastinate. Take action now, folks. Uncle Letty in Florida, hadn't talked to him in years. I mean, he's not my uncle, but that's his nickname. I met him when the Delta Force was practicing a takeover to Brooksville, Florida, and the police were threatening to arrest us if we asked questions, and I was down by the railroad trestle behind the municipal airport where they had the takeover drills going on, and Uncle Letty was up on the hill on an overpass, and he saw the men in black uniforms and dune buggies under moonlight chasing us down into the swamps. Do you remember that, Uncle Letty?
That's the way it was.
You're in the, by the way, you're in the takeover, about a minute or two of you talking about.
Yeah, my bay window profile really shows in good form. Hey, Alex, I got the answer to you, how they planted the explosives.
And Uncle Letty, of course, is a retired aircraft engineer.
I was a flight test, aerodynamics flight test, among other things. And also I did about 30 years working on equipment to make magnetic pulses to simulate a hydrogen bomb going off.
I met you, saw all your info, and it was great to see all the locals show up out there in Brooksville. Again, that's in the takeover.
Right. Let me tell you, Alex, let me read this to you. The events of September 11, 2001 that brought down the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, not to mention all the other Trade Center buildings, were more complex than we were led to believe. There's more to the story than a bunch of young Middle Eastern Muslim men with very questionable piloting skills performing maneuvers which the planes are not capable of performing. The first thing to be aware of is that the fact that the Twin Towers were designed to take a hit by a fully loaded Boeing 707 airliner without coming down. The 757 and 767 type airplanes both have gross weights of comparable to a 707. The Twin Towers successfully performed this function before being destroyed by another pair of events. Before getting into detail on a second pair of events, a little background information is in order. An airliner is made out of aluminum and plastic, except for engines and landing gear. When an aluminum and plastic airplane passes through a steel and concrete skyscraper, the airplane is shredded into very small pieces. The jet fuel erupts into a big fireball. In just a matter of seconds, all the fuel is burned up, and any fires that remain are of the interior furnishings.
And that's what the firefighters said, Uncle Eddie.
That's right. This fireball should not be confused with an explosion, as you would get with the TNT C4 or
hey, Uncle Eddie, no, and on top of that, no plane hit Building 7, and now we have Silverstein saying they demolished it. What do you make of all this?
I got the answer, but you got to wait.
Okay, go ahead and go to it.
Okay. A true explosive produces a sonic shockwave that propagates at 1,150 feet a second. The jet fuel fireball propagated at 200 feet per second, and in the case of the World Trade Center, reached a diameter of 400 feet. No windows were broken except the windows the plane flew through. A 78-minute audio tape of radio transmissions between the firefighters and the New York Fire Department proves that at least two firemen had reached the 78th floor sky lobby of the South Tower.
And we have those audio tapes. Hold on, Uncle Eddie. Let's give and take here. You're bringing up good points. On PrisonPlanet.com, on InfoWars.com, in this big expose, we have those transmission tapes, which they first claimed had all malfunctioned and that there were no firefighter tapes. Then they got caught lying. The firefighters leaked it. They're all very upset. They were up there standing in the area and said the fires were going out, two small fires. There were citizens, tenants of the building, standing up there in the supposed hottest area that was melting the steel. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, that's right at the time these guys were telling the fire department to send a couple of companies up to fight this fire. Boom, the building fell down. Now, I'm going to answer what made the building fall. Now, I got a little background information. On July 23rd, 2001, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey signed a lease with Australian real estate developer Silverstein Properties and Westfield America, also Australian, in a 99-year lease worth $3.2 billion. Silverstein Properties gained control of the 10.6 million square foot complex that comprised of the 100-story Twin Towers office building. Westfield America took care of the retail operations within the World Trade Center. After the takeover, presumably after the takeover, all the furniture on several contiguous floors of both buildings were replaced with new plastic furniture. The plastic furniture was made out of, well, was stuffed full of C4 plastic high explosive. Each piece of furniture had installed within it a micro radio receiver coupled with a detonating device. Upon reception of the signal to detonate, all the furniture bombs in building number 2 simultaneously exploded. The detonation, okay, and when that happened, all the windows in the neighborhood broke.
Exactly. If a building was collapsing, why suddenly did a bunch of windows blow up? Why did the seismographs pick up this massive explosions? And we have those seismographs from the federal and state government posted in the article as well.
And yet it was not the explosion that dropped the building. What dropped the building? At this point, it's necessary to discuss the physical properties of C4 plastic explosive.
Okay, listen,
as we all know.
Sir, listen, I got a lot of callers here, Uncle Eddie, and it's good to talk to you, but boil it down. I know you're reading a long article here, but I got to go to some more calls. And I don't know about plastic explosive furniture. I know they evacuated the building a bunch.
Electromagnetic pulse pulled the building down. The electromagnetic pulse of C4 has the capability of just turning steel, glass, plastic into dust.
Yeah, and that
just
was the
what
dust.
You had.
That was the dust that covered everybody and shot out for miles. Uncle Eddie, I just want to briefly go back to something because I mentioned being chased by Delta Force dune buggies. That sounds insane, but we have you in the film and we're being chased by them in the film. Go back to Brooksville back in 99. What did you see happen that night?
I saw these big guys in the I guess they were the Green Berets, but they had the pot helmets on, riding along like they had a chariot on dune buggies. They flew by me about 10 feet away from me.
and that
couldn't
was off.
Caught you.
Yeah, that was exactly. You stayed up there on the overpass. We went into the woods and the swamp, and
yeah.
All of a sudden we're being chased to the woods by dune buggies and guys in black uniforms. And people say, "Well, where's the video?" Well, when you're in the woods at night with a night vision camera, you can't turn it on because when they got night vision goggles on, it looks like a giant strobe light. But we do have the helicopters flying around and chasing us. And this is in America. We're on public land, just by the railroad tracks, by this public airport. Just and trying to, ask if we could videotape what they were going to do. And then we walk into the police station. That was before that happened that night. And say, "We'd like to talk about the foreign troops or the troops." And a woman runs from behind the counter and starts yelling, "I want martial law. Line them up and shoot them." And for folks who don't believe that, it's in the takeover. Hey, man, don't wait a few years before you call me again. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, but I'll tell you didn't get the whole story.
Well, actually, we've gone over all this. It's posted
on
the site.
Electromagnetic pulse is what dropped all those buildings.
I've read that and that was registered by some sensors, but I can't get into it because I can't prove it. I can prove everything else. Good to hear from you, sir. Always good to hear from you. Maybe I should set you up as a guest. He really is a big engineer, folks. Retired guy. Great guy. Let's talk. A lot of folks showed up locally there in Brooksville when I said I was coming to town. And that was interesting. Very, very interesting story. Let's talk to John in Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you're in a class all by yourself, buddy. Listen, I live here in Southwest Virginia, and I'm going to tell you, some of these folks get it. Virgil Goode's my representative here, and we've had a couple conversations, and he's a congressman along the same line as a Ron Paul, and he'll sit down and talk to you exactly what this global government's about. It's no conspiracy. That's what's going on. But, Alex, this thing that happened up in New York, that's just the government's M.O. They did the same thing in Oklahoma City. They got seismographs there that clearly show there were explosions, more than one.
The former head of Air Force Weapons Development says you don't blow parts of a building across the street the wrong direction from the truck bomb. We have the seismographs. We have video of them removing the unexploded bombs, and the governor's saying we have the bombs.
Well, that's exactly right. And Waco... this is what the government does. They bulldoze that place down. They not only bulldozed it down, they buried the remains, they fenced it, and then they posted guards around that stuff.
Hey, listen, I have interviewed the concrete truck drivers. They hauled the concrete wreckage that was in the building, the church records vault where the children and women died, huddled when Delta Force blew a hole in the top and killed them. That's what Parton says. And I talked to the concrete driver, and he said, yeah. He said, we went to the private landfill, they dug a big pit, put the concrete in it, and then we poured concrete for a whole day. Why would they pour concrete over the chunks of concrete? To get rid of that evidence. Same thing happened in Oklahoma City. The same company that did the controlled demolition at the World Trade Centers, the cleanup job, and their name is Controlled Demolition Incorporated, they did Oklahoma City, getting rid of that evidence, and buried it under guard and poured concrete over it. Wonder why you'd do that.
Standard operations, Alex. That's just what it is. But let me tell you something. It's real easy to sit back when you see all this going on and think everybody's corrupt. They're not corrupt. They're compartmentalized. And I think if we just sit back and we talk to the people, hey, I've become good friends with the sheriff here in the town, or the lieutenant sheriff. We need to talk to these people, not as radicals, but as people that understand what's going on, and show them in an informed way, because really a lot of the police officers, they get it. A lot of the congressmen, they get it. I am not willing to accept the fact that everybody's corrupt, because that's just not true.
Well, I've said that over and over and over again, but the system's set up to protect the 20% that is corrupt.
It's compartmentalized.
And that gives them all a bad name, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you something, Alex. Did you ever get on libertypost.org? Because you're kind of a hero over there.
No, I didn't have a chance to go over to that website.
Man, go do it, because you're becoming quite a celebrity.
Well, I don't want to be a celebrity. I just want to save my country.
Well, buddy, that's what's happening, and the word's getting out, and you are the main voice on the cutting edge, telling it like it is. And I think if we all just take an active role and tell our friends, our neighbors, our pastors, the pastors got to talk about this in the churches, and we need to get and become friends with our local law enforcement. They're not the bad guys. They're the good guys. And if we treat them like good guys when all this comes down, they're going to treat us like we're the good guys, too. I mean, we just can't sit back and huddle in a corner and be quiet. We got to tell people what's going on.
I agree with you totally. God bless you. Good to hear from you. We'll talk to Mark and Cliff and Michael and others when we get back. Toll-free number to join us. I'm going to go to these calls a little bit quicker, folks, and get back into the news. WTC7, haven't even gotten to half the evidence of the controlled demolition of that and a bunch of other cloning news and you name it. Walmart employees being prisoners. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to have a more detailed report in the next hour on what really happened at WTC 7 and the entire World Trade Center complex. This is, if not the biggest, one of the biggest smoking guns proving the globalists carried out September 11th. Larry Silverstein, the owner, told PBS that, the building's on fire, the firefighters, we already had a big loss of life, so we decided to pull it. So I talked to the fire department, and we gave the order to pull it, and then we watched it collapse. I mean, that's right out in plain view. And there's a lot of stuff like this that's right out in plain view. Right now, and then I'll get into all the cloning and flu shot news. It's all really important. I will cover that briefly in the next hour. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Michigan, then Cliff, Michael, Dan, Richard, and others. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, Alex. Talking about in plain view, did you notice Rudolph Giuliani got knighted by the Queen of England for his actions during all this? And then didn't he receive Man of the Year from Time magazine or something?
Yeah, he did, and now he makes $25 million a year running an anti-terrorism firm that sells police state to all the cities and states.
And we're not done with him yet. We'll see him on the national scene for something else later, I'm sure.
Yeah, and him and his whole family and the mafia ties and the rest of it, truly disgusting.
If you could also bring up, was it one of the deputy directors of the FBI that retired not too long before the...
Yeah, John O'Neill was hired as the head of security. It was his first day at work on September 11, 2001. He had been interviewed by British and French media saying the government's going to allow an attack by bin Laden as a pretext to invade Afghanistan and get the oil. That's a quote. And then he was, quote, hired by Silverstein to be the head of the security, showed up that first day to work, and died in the building, supposedly. Then they said they found his burned body. Then they said they found his uncharred body outside. And we can't get really a clear answer on that either. But one of the hijackers' passports was laying right beside his body. Very convenient.
Right. It's not getting too tough to connect the dots anymore.
Connect the dots. I mean, it's ridiculous. We knew. I've been saying for 2 years and 3 or 4 months that controlled demolition, that it was a controlled demolition of WTC-7. And then we find out in plain view for over a year, Silverstein's been on TV saying it.
I watched one of the largest, oldest buildings in Detroit go down a few years ago when they imploded it to make room for the new football and baseball stadiums in Detroit. And it was like deja vu watching it all over again. When you watch a building that's purposely being demolished, there is a definite pattern.
Well, we have the seismographs. We have all of it. Building 7 had some little bitty fires. Giuliani gets a call to, quote, evacuate beforehand. The CIA and FBI and the state and city's command base was built there in 99. No doubt this was all set up then. This is elaborate. This is absolutely elaborate.
And they talked about it for weeks in Detroit about the teams that were in there setting up for this. And
well, the FBI and others... concerning September 11th, have just been running around covering up all the evidence, telling firefighters to shut up, you name it.
Right. And to do a huge building like that and to have it pancake straight down takes weeks of preparation, and they do mock trial runs with their computers, and they have the timing down perfectly.
I know. And a steel building had never done that in history, and modern steel building, and there's been hotel fires that burned for 3 days. With fire, shooting out, the whole place burning up into a shell. It just doesn't happen. The firefighters were in there on the 70th, the 70th and 80th floors, and they said the fires are almost down. It was just black smoke coming out of there. People standing in the open, bashed out windows, standing in the wreckage zone. But again, Building 7 just implodes symmetrically, and you heard Dan Rather. We've got Peter Jennings' clip, too. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, my friend. Second hour is coming up, and we'll get to Cliff and Michael and Dan and Richard and many others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. And then coming up, U.S. doctor claims clone implanted. Walmart attack for locking in overnight workers at its stores even when they're injured. 3/5 of Americans oppose Bush's mission to the moon and Mars. Critics ask why flu shot doesn't match strain. Mercury in vaccine found to be 250 times higher than recommended. And the U.N. is going to be taken over in Iraq.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.